follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. And once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves. They have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they have learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners how to connect with their emotions, whether it is positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself, and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. This can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. And once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. So I would like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue or to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-572. And I want to remind you, this is a toll-free number, so it is no cost to you. You can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I would be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So remember, my email address is Tamaran, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. So today, I'm actually taking what's been happening in my personal business here for the past week and listening to exactly what it is people have been coming in to talk to me about. This is a store in Ontario, Canada, and it is about an hour north of Toronto. And in this store, we serve organic food that is made by hand. There's no machines. Everything is also gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegetarian. A lot of people say to me, is this how you live? I say, no, this is not my lifestyle for 100%, but it is probably 80% of the way I live. And people ask me, well, why do you do that? And the truth is because when I can live and eat food that's not causing inflammation or pain in my body, then I feel better. When I feel better, I'm happier. When I'm happier, I can connect with myself better. I can relate to people better. So food is very, very important. And a lot of people don't understand that when you eat well, then it can enhance your life. The other component that I have in this store as well is emotional support programs. And this is the topic of the show today, is how are we going to open our hearts to create more intimacy in our lives? Okay, intimacy, when people hear the word intimacy, the majority of people automatically think of the word sex. And intimacy is not about sex. Intimacy creates different things within us, and ultimately it can enhance our sex life, but it can also enhance our relationships as well. And that is the key component to having a healthier sex life. We've talked about this with previous guests on our show, and I'll be reviewing that during the show today. But I want to encourage people to understand what intimacy actually is. And this is what we've been talking about for the past week in my store, especially the past weekend. I've been talking a lot about the programs we're going to be launching come September. We've had a very busy summer here, putting together program ideas, trying to get a new website set up. Everything's going to be launching in late September. Hopefully at the end of that. So why is it people have questions about intimacy? The truth is, when people learn how to connect with themselves, then they become intimate with themselves. And this is the key. I try to encourage people to stop blaming other people for what it is you think that is wrong in your own personal life. This is something that I learned about myself as well, and I love sharing this. When you feel like it is half your responsibility in any situation that arises, you are empowering yourself, and you're letting go of some of that anger that you have towards that other person. When you're not angry, you can focus on what it is that you need to do. So you're not caught up in all this anger all the time, okay? And it empowers the other person, and it frees yourself as well, okay? This is where we get that sense of freedom. So we're going to be talking about different ways today when how can you create that intimacy. But what I'd like to do to start the show today is actually talk about a mantra that is written in a book by Louise Hay. Louise Hay is like a guru in learning how to understand your emotions. This lady had cancer twice in her life, and she, again, believes the same thing I do, that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. This book that made this lady famous is called You Can Heal Your Life. I've talked about this before. Again, if I was to say, what are the top 10 books that I sell the most of and what are the books that I promote, this is definitely one of them. When I see people standing in front of me in my store and I see they're having an emotional breakdown, you know, I say you need to look at some of the emotional issues in your life. And to be honest, most people are a little bit shocked. They don't understand that this is an important thing that they have to work through. We're seeing a lot of women with menopausal issues. We're seeing men, you know, they go through their what they call they go through their crisis in life. It's not coming to me right now, but the same thing. It's like, you know, if you've never been trained or never been taught to work out some of the issues that you've had in either your childhood or your teenage years, it's going to carry through. And if you're at a stage in your life where you've basically had children, most people have had children, or they, you know, maybe had a job that took out a good chunk of their life, when you start getting into your early 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and your life starts to change, and people are finding that, you know, all of a sudden the kids have left home, or they finally got to that job, or they're making the money that they want to make, and something inside of them is missing. And they're very disconnected to themselves. So understanding how to become more intimate with yourself is a very empowering thing. So by learning how to deal with what we call unfinished business, and that is working with some of the emotional components of the early part of your life, can really change your outlook on life. It can create a sense of happiness. You'll find that you're going to feel that your life feels very fulfilled in many, many ways. And I encourage everyone to do this. So I'm going to refer to this book today, and we're going to refer to actually a chapter in this book, and I'll explain to you why we're going to get into this. But right now I'm going to share this mantra, and it says, "In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. And I now choose calmly and objectively to see my old patterns, and I am willing to make changes. I am teachable. I can learn. I am willing to change, and I choose to have fun doing this. I choose to react as though I have found a treasure when I discover something else to release. And I see and feel myself changing moment by moment. Thoughts no longer have any power over me. I am the power in the world, and I choose to be free. All is well in my world." Okay, so this is a beautiful mantra. She's written different ones all throughout the book. And the reason why I chose this one is because we're going to talk through a very specific component of intimacy and what we need to do in order to get through that. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer to an amazing site that I found online. And he's talking about the fear of intimacy. So we're going to get into that a little bit before the first break, and we'll continue on afterwards. But very, very interesting, you know, when we start to understand why we're all living in these wounded hearts, and, you know, this fear that we have of intimacy, of getting to know ourselves, which, of course, once we become intimate with ourselves, then we can attract intimacy in our lives. So in other words, you get to know yourself very well, and you know who you are, and you're not afraid to be intimate with yourself, then you're not going to have that fear of becoming intimate with someone else. It's going to make the transition very, very comfortable for you. And this is what I try to encourage people to do. Again, how do we do this? We can actually get involved in my 28-day program, which is called the Elixir of Life. I will talk about it again later on in the show. That is a 28-day program where we work as a group. The program runs every 28 days, and basically every day we do something together as a group, and it's a bunch of booklets, it's manuals, it's everything that's given to you. But once a week we get together on the phone and we just talk about it. We talk about the things, the questions that I've asked you to ask yourself. I also do the program with everybody who is involved, because I am human too, and I have issues that I need to work through. So it's a wonderful way to start learning how to do this. So I'm just going to briefly read his introduction, and then after the first break, we're going to get into this a little bit, because I found this fascinating and very, very easy to follow. So I want to share this with all the listeners today. But this is what Robert Burney states. He says, "The fear of intimacy is at the heart of codependency. We have a fear of intimacy because we have a fear of abandonment, betrayal, and rejection. We have these fears because we were wounded in early childhood. We experience feeling emotionally abandoned, rejected, and betrayed by our parents because they were wounded. They did not have healthy relationships with themselves. They were codependents who abandoned and betrayed themselves, and their behavior caused us to feel unworthy and unlovable. And as children, we were incapable of seeing ourselves as separate from our families, of knowing we had worth as individuals apart from our families. The reality that we grew up in was the only reality that we knew. We thought our parents behaved as a reflection of our worth, the same way that our codependent parents thought our behavior was a factor and rather that they had worth. So the simplest and most understandable way I have ever heard intimacy described is by breaking down the word in to me see. And that is what intimacy is about. So I'll repeat that again. In to me see. And what this means is allowing another person to see into us and sharing who we are with another person. Okay, so this is exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to explore a little bit more of what Robert Burney has to say, and hopefully I can pass this down to my listeners today. So remember, you are listening to Tamron on Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. I don't have a guest today. It's just me again. And the topic today is intimacy. And how are we going to open our hearts to create more of it? So that is the theme. Very hot topic. It's a lot of things that we're talking about right now with our customers and some of my friends and things like that. So what I love to do is to start each component of the show after a break with a quote. So today, this one is unknown. I don't know who actually came up with this quote, but it says here, to open your heart to someone means exposing the scars of the past. Ooh, that one just gives me goosebumps when I read that. And that's what I was talking about before the first break, is that when we learn how to connect with ourselves first, then it's easier for us to actually talk about ourselves to somebody else, whether that means it's someone in your family, whether it's a good friend, or whether that is someone you've chosen to be in a relationship with and you're building that relationship. Because let's face it, it takes time to get to know someone, and it's not like you're going to sit down the first time you're on your first date or your second date or whatever it is, and you're going to start blurting out all these things about your past, okay? No, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about over time, as you know, things come up in your relationship, whether you have challenges or somebody says something to you and it upsets you, it just means that if you understood why you reacted a certain way, and you're able to share that with that person, it gives that person an opportunity for them to understand you a little bit more. So they can go, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that about you. So now that I know, I won't say that to you, or I know how you're going to respond and I'm not going to be offended by it, because it really has nothing to do with me. It has to do with something about your past, okay? And also, on another note, if you do work through things of your past where you can let go and heal some of these issues, you may not respond a certain way when somebody says something to you that causes a trigger in you, an emotion trigger, where that makes you feel angry or jealous or whatever, okay? So that's really what we're talking about here. We're not talking about miracles that, you know, you're going to heal your whole life in a day. All right, so I just want to remind everybody as well that you're welcome to call in if you do have any questions or any comments about intimacy or something that you're struggling with. You might need something answered on. You know, you're always welcome to do that. The number again is 1-866-472-5792. 472-5792. And that is a toll-free number, so it is no cost to you. You can always email me. We're starting to get a lot of emails now after the show, and people are, you know, commenting on things, things they'd like to hear, you know, some things that they'd like to see on the show. So it's great. We're starting to get some really good feedback from you guys, and I just love it. So pass on, share the shows with some of your friends, because these are some hot topics we're talking about. And you can also email me by hitting the email host button on the host page here on voiceamerica.com, the health and wellness channel, or you can email me directly at Tamaron, and that's Tammeron at figureitoutlive.com. All right, so that's another thing. And if you do feel connected with me, I know sometimes you may not want to talk live on the show, and I totally understand that. That's okay. Some people feel more comfortable without somebody not even knowing who they are and just, you know, being able to just ask a question live. But if that's not you, if it's not your personality, I totally can respect that, and I understand. So you can always contact me as well privately, and I do private consultations over the phone, and we can talk about rates over the phone as well, because we are here in Canada, so it depends on where you're calling from. Okay, I talk about my Elixir of Life program, which is a 28-day personal transformation program. I briefly touched on this just before the break, but again, this is a group program, and it's a lot of fun when you're connecting with other people as a group. I do encourage that. Some of the best things I've ever done in my life has been when I've been with a group of people, and no matter what goes on within that group, is that if you're in a space where everybody honors everybody and you know it's not going to leave that room, or anything you say, you're not going to be judged for. It's a very, very powerful way of learning a lot about yourself. So again, I do encourage that. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, that is what my program is all about. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that at the end of the show. And also just remember that if you do want to be in my 28-day program, listen up to the end of the show today, because there's ways you can actually win to be in that program, because that program is a value of $1,400, which is Canadian. And I can tell you a way on how you can win to be in that. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about before the break. We're talking about intimacy and how do we create it, especially if we have a fear of intimacy, which a lot of us have. It's something that I've had to work through in my own personal life as well. And I was referring to Robert Burney's work, who I found his work online, and he really goes in about that fear of intimacy. So what I want to do is I want to read a little bit more from what he had on his website so that you guys can really understand this on a deeper level on, you know, what are some of the signs of having that fear of intimacy. Okay. So sharing who we are is a problem for codependence, because at the core of our relationship with ourselves is the feeling that we are somehow defective, unlovable, and unworthy because of our childhood emotional trauma. Codependency is rooted in our ego programming from early childhood. That programming is a defense that the ego adapted to help us survive. It is based upon the feeling that we are shameful, that we are defective, unworthy, and unlovable. Our codependent defense system is an attempt to protect us from being rejected, betrayed, and abandoned because of our unworthy, shameful being. So we have a fear of intimacy because we are wounded. We are emotionally traumatized in early childhood. We felt rejected and abandoned, and then grew up in an emotional, dishonest society that did not provide tools for healing or healthy role models to teach us how to overcome that fear. So our wounding in early childhood caused us to feel that something was wrong with our being. It's almost like a toxic shame, and that our societal and parental role models taught us to keep up appearances to hide our shamefulness from others. So as long as we are reacting unconsciously to our childhood emotional wounds and intellectual programming, we keep repeating those patterns. We keep getting involved with unavailable people. We keep setting ourselves up to be abandoned, betrayed, and rejected. We keep looking for love in all the wrong places and in all the wrong faces. Is it any wonder why we have a fear of intimacy? Okay, so when I read that, I'm going to share, it's like that is exactly how it felt for me. It's like, why do I keep attracting the same type of people who I can't connect with, who don't want to talk to me, who don't want to sit and relate, who don't want to spend, even if it's 5-10 minutes a day with me? Like, why am I at the bottom of the list? So I see a lot of people going through the same thing, and it's amazing how once I started to learn how to connect with myself, and what I needed to ask myself was when I found that I was having better relationships with people. And it's not about, and I'm going to repeat this, it's not about sitting down and talking with someone for hours and hours a day, whether that's your partner or someone in your family or a good friend. It's just taking those few minutes. It's that saying, it's those little things that you do for people that creates intimacy. Intimacy is just showing that you care. Okay. I do this in my work. Like, I have an assistant who busts her butt to help me make my business run. And every day we have to connect with each other. We have to talk about the good things, but we have to talk about the bad things. We have to talk about the problems. We have to talk about the challenges. And we have to decide together what we're going to do about it. It might be my business, but she's my employee. And if I'm not making sure that she is happy as an employee, well, then guess what? I'm not going to have employees who are going to want to come to work for me. This person actually appreciates me and she wants to help me. And I don't see that in a lot of businesses. I actually get a lot of people asking to be employees here. And I have more people asking for jobs than I have positions available. Okay. So that's showing me something that I'm doing here that's positive. But did I have to learn this? Yes, I did. It's not something that was given to me. Okay. So I just want to tell everybody, you know, this is a learned behavior that if I can do it, then so can you. Okay, so we're going to get back to this fear a little bit more here because, again, this is something else that people can relate to. We exited the warm, nurturing cocoon of our incubator into a cold, harsh world, a world run by higher powers, parents, which means parents, and anybody else bigger than us. So it could have been a sibling, a grandparent, the hospital, or an orphanage personnel. Okay, I want you to think about, you know, who it was that was looking after you when you came into this world. And all these people were also wounded in their childhood. So these people were not emotionally healthy and did not know how to love themselves. So our egos were traumatized and adapted programming to try and protect us from the pain of emotional trauma that felt life-threatening. The people we loved the most hurt us the most. Our emotional intimacy issues were caused by our fear of intimacy is a direct result of our early childhood experiences. So our lives have been lived in reaction to the intellectual paradigms our egos adapted to deal with in an emotional trauma. The part of a child's brain that is logical and rational that understands abstract concepts like time or death that can have any kind of an objective perspective on self or life does not develop until about the age of 7. And that's the age of reason. So as little children were completely egocentric and magical thinking, we did not have the capacity to understand that these people in our lives were not perfect. We watched their role modeling, experienced their behaviors as personal, and felt the emotional currents of our environments through worry, frustration, resentment, fear, anger, pain, shame. The list goes on. And we, as children, were emotionally traumatized. Okay? So if you've ever wondered why it's so much easier to feel spiritual in a relationship to nature or animals, here is your answer. Okay, and this makes a lot of sense. It was the people who wounded us in childhood. It is the people who our egos developed defense systems to protect us from. So in connecting with animals or in nature, it's like they didn't wound us. All right, so that's why, you know, it's so easy for us to say, you know, you can love an animal or you can love something because there was none of that occurred. Okay, so it's very important to understand this because it is key. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break from this. Right now, we're going to go to another commercial. And when I'm going to get back, I'm going to share a little bit more of what Louise has to say on how we can actually work through this from her book. So I just want to remind you all, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America, the Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
There are a lot of health questions that your doctor doesn't always seem to have the time to answer. Every week, you can have these questions answered and find out a lot more about how to improve your health on Getting Real About Nutrition with Lisa DeFazio. You'll talk to Lisa and her guest experts about diets, meal planning, healthy food ideas, and medical issues. We'll also talk about foods to avoid, allergies, and supplements you should or shouldn't be taking. Listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about intimacy and opening our hearts on how to create more intimacy in our lives, because I personally believe a lot of us are lacking that. It's something I've definitely gone through in my own personal life. I'm not saying it's not me, but I've learned ways on how to create more intimacy in my life. And a lot of people nowadays, they tell me that they feel very connected to me, and it's easy for them to talk to me. And again, that's just because of the work that I've done on myself. And I'm going to encourage anyone to do some emotional work, okay? When we look at health as a whole, you do have to do it all. You've got to do the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual part, okay? So you've got to really look at your emotions and find out the triggers of why you react to certain things, okay? So that is really the topic today. Again, I love to share quotes, so I'm going to share this one. Again, I don't know who wrote this one, but I did see it on Facebook today, and I thought, how perfect is that? Because this is exactly what the show was going to be about today. So I love the serendipity of that. It does say, forgiveness does not always lead to a healed relationship. Some people are not capable of love, and it might be wise to let them go along with your anger, okay? Just wish them well and take care of yourself. So that really resonated with me, because that was a huge lesson that I had to learn in my life, where I don't know how it ever happened in my life. I was very misguided about what forgiveness meant, because when people kept telling me that I needed to forgive people, I used to get really overwhelmed, because I had this perception of if I forgave somebody, then I would have to do this and my life was going to have to be like this. And I was very irritated about it. But what I didn't realize was that forgiveness is just about, it's that act or the mind, it's the mental part of forgiving someone and forgiving the person who actually did something, okay, that happened in my life to create problems for me. But it wasn't about having to force myself to forgive what they did. So it was the act of. In other words, all of us are not perfect, and we do make mistakes, and that's how we grow as individuals. And sometimes we are in relationships, like this quote said, where, it's not getting any better. So sometimes it's hard to admit it, but sometimes we have to let go of those people in our life. In other words, they can still be a part of our life, but they're not maybe necessarily a big chunk of where we are in our life or what we do with them. And you know what? Just let it go. Learn how to let it go, and don't be angry about it. Don't be angry that you as a person, we tend to try and heal those issues. And maybe that person's not exactly ready to work on it themselves, because it really is about them. And, you know, you work on yourself. And that was the key that I learned, was that instead of me trying to fix everybody, the person I really needed to fix was me. And that's how I learned how to calm down and to really accept things, accept responsibility in my own life. So that was a really, really good quote when I saw that. So, again, if you do want to call into the show today, again, I'm encouraging anybody, if you have any questions about anything, or if you want some advice on some books or anything at all, feel free to call in at 1-866-472-5792, or you can always email me, Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com, or you can hit the email host button on my host page here on Voice America, and that email actually goes directly to me. It does not go to the radio station. Okay. And again, if you do feel connected and you don't want to talk live on the radio, that's okay. I totally understand. I always offer private consultations. I can do it over the phone as well. You don't have to come and see me, because this show is live all around the world. So I'd be more than happy to work with you. So again, you can contact me the same way through email, and we can set something up to give you guys some advice on, you know, some great ways to actually help you. Okay, so intimacy. What I talked about earlier on in the show was, you know, what is the fear of intimacy? And, you know, I could really relate to having those fears that I was talking about as well, because I was creating things in my life where, you know, that fear was there. So one thing I try to encourage people to understand is that when we're faced with this, that, you know, we want something bigger and better in our lives, is that when we realize that there's something that we're longing for, then all of a sudden we get to that point where, you know, well, we have to do something about it. And for some people, that is extremely overwhelming. All right. So in Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, again, I sell a lot of copies of this book. I encourage everyone to have a copy of this book. It is so amazing. The information is phenomenal, very easy to read. She talks about a chapter called Resistance to Change. And she says, awareness is the first step in healing or changing. So when we have some pattern buried deeply within us, we must become aware of it in order to heal that condition. Perhaps we begin to mention the condition, to complain about it, or to see it in other people. It rises to the surface of our attention in some way, and we begin to relate to it. We often attract a teacher, a friend, a class, or a workshop, or a book to ourselves that begins to awaken new ways to approach the dissolving of the problem. Her awakening began with the chance remark of a friend who had been told about a meeting. Her friend didn't go, but something within her responded and she went. And Louise says, that little meeting was the first step on my pathway of unfoldment. I didn't recognize the significance of it until sometime later. So often our reaction to this first stage is to think the approach is silly or that it doesn't make sense. Perhaps it seems too easy or unacceptable to our thinking. We don't want to do it. Our resistance comes up very strong. We may even feel angry about the thought of doing it. Such a reaction is very good if we can understand that it is the first step in our healing process. I tell people that any reaction they may feel is there to show them they are already in the process of healing, even though the total healing has not yet been completed. The truth is that the process begins the moment we begin to think about making a change. So impatience is only another form of resistance. It is resistance to learning and to changing. When we demand that it be done right now, completed at once, then we don't give ourselves time to learn the lesson involved with the problem we have created. If you want to move to another room, you just have to get up and move step by step in that direction. Just sitting in your chair and demanding that you be in the other room will not work. So it's the same thing. We want our problem to be over with, but we don't want to do the small things that will add up to the solution. And that is crucial. If I was to say to anybody, what do I see the most common thing? That is the one thing I get so frustrated and angry with when I'm talking to clients, okay, is that everybody wants change, but they want everybody else to change. They don't want to look at themselves. And I encourage people, start looking at yourself. It's not that scary to understand why you do what you do. Okay, so when I read that in her book, I thought, you know what? This is key. So she talks about some of the things that happen in resistance. And this, I think a lot of people can relate to. So I want to share this because I think a lot of people are going to understand this. Okay, what are some of the nonverbal clues that actually occur in our life when we're going through some of this resistance? Okay, and she talks about actions. Okay, so actions show resistance by an example of changing the subject, leaving the room, going to the bathroom, being late, getting sick. Okay, that is huge. Think about how many people in your life, and I see this one constantly, how many people in your life say they're going to do something or they know they have to do something and all of a sudden they get really, really sick. Okay, like I said, I believe physical ailments, the core issue is emotional. So when someone is constantly getting sick, and this is someone who really doesn't look after themselves, it's because they're resisting to that change. Okay, so if you're relating to this, I just want you to understand it's the first step. So this is a good step. So honor it and be willing to move through it. Okay, procrastinating. That's another big one. We talked about this on my show a couple of weeks ago. Okay, procrastinating can be by starting something else, you do more work, or you waste time. It can be things like another clue could be looking away or out the window when someone's trying to talk to you, flipping through a magazine when someone's trying to talk to you, or just downright refusing to pay attention. Okay, some of the other things. Okay, a lot of people relate to these as eating, drinking or smoking, or creating another relationship, in other words, having an affair, or ending a relationship with no communication. All right, so these are really, really good clues. Now, if we can relate to that, those are some actions. Here are some assumptions that we assume. We often assume things about others to justify our resistance. We make statements such as, well, I wouldn't do good anyway, or my partner, whoever that is, won't understand. I would have to change my whole personality. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Only crazy people go to therapists. Okay, that's not true. They couldn't help me with my problem, or they couldn't handle my anger. Okay, so I've gone through some of these myself. All right, these are some of the things that I have said or I have believed. So one of the most empowering things that I did to get myself through these things was to hire a coach. Okay, and there's different coaches you can get. I'm actually a certified coach myself, but I personally do have a coach. I have a business coach, but it doesn't matter. Whatever fears and things that we have, it doesn't matter where it's going to show up in our business life, our personal life, or whatever, those same fears are there. So if you can have someone who is third party, in other words, a coach or somebody like that who can listen to what you have to say, they can help you break down those barriers. Okay, a lot of people have amazing programs that they follow. Some people are just organic where, you know, they just whatever comes up, that's how I work. I don't have an actual way that I follow. I just honor people where they are and I help them work through that. Again, I have that in my program and, you know, private consultations. Okay, so that's wonderful to have a life coach of some kind. All right, so what are some of the things that we might believe in about ourselves that can cause some of this resistance? I sort of want to close this before we go to our last commercial break today. Some of the ideas that we might actually have in our head are something like, oh, that's just not done, or that's just not right. Or believing it's not right for me to do that, okay? Or that wouldn't be spiritual. Or my family never did that. Or it's too far to drive. Or it's too much work. Or it's too expensive, okay? Or it might take too long. Or I'm just not that kind of person, Okay. So these are some of the things I hear over and over people saying as well. And I used to do the same thing. Okay. I was very unsure about a lot of things and I just didn't know if it was going to be for me. So, I could totally relate to, some of that resistance. Okay. And I'm actually glad that I hired someone who could actually work through some of these things with me. Okay. So again, I just want to encourage everybody. These things I've been reading have been coming from Louise Hay's book called You Can Heal Your Life. And so we're going to take another break and I'm going to tell you what it is that we encourage people to do in order to break through some of these barriers. Okay, so we're going to take our final break of the show and remind you, this is Tamarin and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamarin, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamarin. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamarin at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. Today on our show, the topic is intimacy, and I've been sharing with you some ways that we can open our hearts to intimacy. So I've been sharing quotes from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and I've also been talking about Robert Burney's work, who I found online, and he talks about the fear of intimacy, so getting us to understand that a little bit more, knowing that we all have it. This is not just for, you know, certain people. No, we're human beings, so we all share the same thing. So just understanding that doesn't make you feel alone. So I love to share quotes on my show, and this one, and I'm going to end the show a little bit, so you guys might not understand why I'm saying this one yet, but you will in a bit. The quote is from Wang Chung, and he was a famous philosopher, and it says, "They dose themselves with the germ of gold and jade and eat the finest fruit of the purple polypore fungus, and by eating what is germinal, their bodies are lightened, and they are capable of spiritual transcendence." Now, I got this from the Purica.com website, and I will just share with you in a moment why I chose to have that quote. But what I want to do is I want to finish up what I was talking about before the last break. And that is, you know, when we realize that we need to work through our unfinished business in our life, that, you know, we might be dealing with some things later on and just feeling like we're not fulfilled in our life, I'm encouraging anybody, the answer to finding resolution is to learn how to forgive. And I talked about this a little bit, you know, before on the show, and I'm going to encourage anyone, find someone, find a book, find a leader, find a guru, find someone who can help you work through the issues of forgiveness. Okay. And that does release a lot of the tension between you and the person that's basically holding you back, because when you haven't forgiven someone, that really means that they have power over you. And it's not a nice place to be in that position. And I've lived there myself for a very long time. But when I learned how to forgive, I literally felt free in my mind. Okay, so now what I want to encourage people to do is, and this is a big component of my store here, I talked about a little bit at the beginning of the show, is teaching people that you have to understand that food is medicine. And food has vibration in it. There are different types of food that have a low vibration. In other words, that's not what you want to put a lot of in your body. And there are foods that have high vibration. Okay. What are the highest vibrational foods? Well, it's things that come directly from nature and that we do not alter it by man. So that means fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds in its original form. The minute we start changing the food or altering it in any way by cooking it, by adding chemicals to it or anything, it changes the vibration, okay? That is the key. So, again, organic food is a very natural way of eating our food. It's the way Mother Earth intended it. When we started messing around with nature, we altered it. And we are human beings, and we live off of food. So when our body can resonate and match the vibration of the planet or Earth or nature, our body can heal. What is one of the things that I talk about with my customers is reishi mushroom. This man I did have on my show, actually, on what day? May the 10th. I had the owner of Purica.com. It is a Canadian company, but even though this is where I live, I can certainly ship any of their products that we carry here retail to anywhere in North America, especially. So reishi mushroom, that is what I was talking about in the quote that I opened this part of the show with. Reishi mushroom, and I'll spell that, R-E-I-S-H-I, is a mushroom that grows in the wild. It now cultivates in Canada, but, you know, it did come from the eastern countries, and they've known about this mushroom for centuries. I don't encourage anyone to go try picking it out in the wild yourselves. It's now actually farmed organically, and what they do is they grind it down into a powder. So you have to know what you're doing, okay? Some people brew it. You can buy it as a tincture, but I sell it here in my store in a capsule form. Again, the company is organic and vegan, so it's a very, very high quality of a mushroom. And what does reishi mushroom do? Well, it has a vibration, so it keeps you calm. When you ingest a little capsule of the mushroom, it keeps you calm, and it also opens the heart, okay? So if you have any issues of anger, you have any stress issues, you have angina, you get dizziness, you have insomnia, these are all indications of issues of the heart, okay? Edema is another one, you know, swelling in the body. So by ingesting reishi mushroom, it is really going to help. So it's something you can incorporate as a food in your diet. Do you have to take it every day? No, but it is something you could start taking every day for a while, whether you continue to use a bottle of it, and then you take it just when you need it. But you will notice a difference when you eat it, and it comes from nature, all right? And remember, food is medicine. So it can relieve insomnia. So if you have a lot of anxiety issues, it relieves insomnia, it'll boost your energy. It's a general health tonic. It reduces muscle tension and pain. It calms your anxiety. It stimulates your liver function, which is your process of elimination. So in other words, you're not holding on to things, okay? It again supports your heart function, all right? And it also strengthens your immune system. So if you're understanding that all these things in your body have to work together, you know, start working, you know, work with someone who can help you on some forgiveness and start incorporating things into your diet that you can very easily do. I'm going to remind you, this information was taken from Purica, P-U-R-I-C-A.com. And if you want more information on that, you can actually go back to my old show date, which was on May 10th, where I did interview the owner of that company. That website is phenomenal, the information they've put on there. They've got recipes. They've got detailed information on mushrooms, all kinds of their products. They have a horse line. They have a dog line. And then all their mushroom products. So I'm only talking about reishi today, and that was the focus of our show that day. But I'm going to be bringing on speakers and talking about some of the other mushrooms that they have as well. Okay. Again, I'm not encouraging you to go out to the woods to go pick some mushrooms if you're not familiar with them, but you can buy them in capsule form. Okay, what else are we going to do? Well, you know, we work with food. Like I say, I encourage people to work with food. And we actually make here in my shop in Belfountain, Ontario, and we can ship this out to you guys. It's $7 Canadian. These are Canadian prices I talk about. It's a little tiny package, and this is one of my favorite little things that I love to encourage people to buy. And it is called the Elixir of Love. And it has organic herbs in it, okay? And again, these stimulate, they calm you down, but it stimulates certain things in the organs to increase, you know, the feelings of love, right? And with forgiveness comes love. So it's called the Elixir of Love. It's got ginseng, star anise, astragalus, damiana, and coriander in it. And this is something that you can make into a tea, or you can actually add it to red wine to enhance the flavor of wine, and it will actually calm you down and make you feel better. All right, so that's something what you can do. I want to quickly tell you before we have to close, there is one great book that I have in my store here. It's called The Complete Book of Incense, Oils, and Brews. And again, you can email me and I can give you more information, but they have amazing recipes in here to enhance different things to calm you down as well. So they've got love potions, things like that. These are fun recipes, again, where you're just using natural food ingredients that has the vibration in it in order for you to calm your body down. So use it all. So what I want to do is I want to remind you all how I closed the show is, did you learn anything fasting today? And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? And does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you, and would you like to learn more? So if so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on the email host button on my host page with Voice America. Let's figure it out. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in a big lucky bowl. I want to know what you learned about yourself after a specific topic that we discussed. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha or your takeaway moment. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It's a 28-day personal transformation program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple yet delicious recipes, a free journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you very grounded. It is a value of $1,400 Canadian. And if you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now, because this is your chance, and I'm very excited to be offering this, because this is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamaran again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.